Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Football going on, basketball, hockey, all that good stuff. But, hey, never too early to heat up the hot stove here in January. Joining us now, the president of the Minnesota Twins, Dave St. Peter. And, Dave, happy 2020 to you.
Hey, Eric, how are you tonight?
Good. Thanks for joining us. And a lot to get into. Let's start with some of the stuff coming up on the calendar. You've got the Twins Caravan, Twins Fest. It's all going to start here shortly, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's that time of year, right? We're just a couple weeks away from the start of our caravan, 60th annual winter caravan for the Twins. We're excited about that. Twins Fest at Target Field, January 24th and 25th. And expect most, if not all, of our 40-man roster in town, along with the best of the past of the Twins, a great alumni, and great number of prospects in as well that weekend. So that should be fun. And not too far after that, in the middle of February, February 13th or so, we will have pitchers and catchers reporting to the CenturyLink Sports Complex in Fort Myers, and first full squad workout on the 17th of February, and first game on the 21st of February against the University of Minnesota. So it'll be here before you know it. We couldn't be more happy about that.
Yeah, and Dave, it just starts sooner and sooner. I mean, because the regular season now has been bumped up. The Twins are going to begin again in late March on the road. So that means spring training starts sooner. And I think for people here in the North, that is a good thing because it gives you more of an excuse to think about baseball and going down south if you want and checking out the Twins and all the other great stuff in the state of Florida.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Obviously, our fan base has been great supporters of the Twins in Fort Myers. We've got one of the better complexes in the game there. We've grown well there. We expect to have a great spring. And if you haven't been, it's something that's certainly a bucket list thing. You want to make plans to get to Fort Myers and watch some spring training baseball. So, certainly the season starts early. March 26th is our season opener out at Oakland. 1 week on the West Coast, and then we'll come home to Target Field for our home opener on April 2nd, also against Oakland. So that will be here sooner than you know it as well.
All right. I did notice, Dave, that Twins Fest goes from 3 days to two. The caravan, not as long as normal. What's the strategy behind that?
We're just making some changes, Eric. You know, things change over time. I think we're looking for some different ways to deploy our players, deploy our resources. I think you always assess, how things are working year after year, and we're going to try some different things this year. So, our caravan, even with a shortened, reduced version, will still be the most significant in terms of miles traveled and numbers of cities visited, numbers of participants. So, still the biggest in pro sports. So, we're proud of that, and the Twins Community Fund will be the beneficiary of Twins Fest, and no team in baseball does a 3-day Twins Fest or a fan festival. Most teams do 1 day. We'll do basically 2 days, and we're excited about that.
Do all the teams do that now, Dave? I know the Twins were front runners when it comes to the caravan.
No, not. I would say you have probably about a third of the teams probably do a caravan, and I would say probably 2/3 of the teams do a fan festival in the winter, but not all teams do it, and we're proud of what we've been able to do there over the years, and I think our fans have appreciated that, and we're excited about this year's events here coming up here in a couple weeks.
Dave St. Peter, our guest, he's the president of the Minnesota Twins. Of course, you can hear every Twins game right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Certainly, Dave, a lot of news around the ball club here in the past few days. Story breaking today about the efforts to try to get Josh Donaldson. I know this is fluid, but what can you tell us about the Twins, being in the Josh Donaldson sweepstakes?
Yeah. Eric, we don't talk ever about specific free agents, so I'm not going to be able to offer much there other than the fact that, we still are very bullish on our team and on our efforts to make our team better. So There's a fair amount of offseason left, and there's all kinds of different avenues to do that, whether it be free agency or certainly trade. And, you know, I expect our roster to be a little bit fluid here heading into spring training. So I continue to feel really good about kind of what has happened to this point. I know it hasn't been the flashy sign that people want, but we're thrilled to have Keiko Tarizzi back, absolutely ecstatic to have Michael Pineda back, and then really excited about Homer Bailey and Rich Hill as well. So feel good about where that group is at, in addition to some of the additions we've made in the bullpen. We think our pitching staff overall is better today than it was at the end of the season, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, you get Homer Bailey and Rich Hill, veterans who have had success before. Tyler Clippard will be a guy you'll have in that bullpen. So I know that Rocco and the coaching staff have to feel good about some of the depth they now have.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and we haven't even talked about any of our young guys. So whether that be a Smeltzer or a Dobnik or a Gratterall or a Thorpe, I feel as though that depth is really going to pay off. We all know that over the course of 162 games, things happen you don't expect. You deal with injuries. You certainly deal with underperformance. I think we're going to need that depth, and we have more pitching depth today than at any point in recent memory. And the offseason, again, remains fluid. I expect we'll probably add to that here going into spring training.
And of course, 2019, it was a magical year, Dave, in the regular season, 307 bombas, an MLB single season home run record, and so much mojo created in Rocco's inaugural year as the manager. Unfortunately, in the playoffs, it didn't go the way you wanted against the New York Yankees. And you talk about assessing things. When you look back at 2019, how do you assess the on-field performance?
Well, tremendous success. I don't think anybody expected the Twins to probably win the division, let alone do it the way we did with the electric summer we had at Target Field with 307 home runs. But just tremendous development from so many of our players. When you think about a Luis Arraez or a Mitch Garver or a Max Kepler, a Taylor Rogers, Duffy and May in the bullpen, those are all pieces that are going to be here for a while. So, I always remind people we did it also with perhaps our most exciting player not contributing a whole lot, Byron Buxton. So, I'm very bullish on this club. I think the position player group, obviously gets most of the hype, but I think our pitching staff made great strides in 2019, and we need to continue to see that improvement here going into 2020. And I expect you will under the tutelage of Wes Johnson and our pitching group.
Yeah, and everybody, I think, would agree. You guys hit a home run with Rocco Baldelli, AL Manager of the Year. And when you have success, other teams are taking notice. Sometimes they want to get into your cupboard and take a few things out. So you lose a James Rowson, you lose a Derek Shelton. They go on to promotions in their eyes in Miami and Pittsburgh. But that tells you the Twins are doing some good things, doesn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. We lost, obviously, some additional people in our minor league system as well. But, that's a product of a successful franchise. I hope we're dealing with that on an annual basis. There's a football team playing tonight, the New England Patriots, that have dealt with that annually for 20 years and continue to find ways to fill that cupboard with more good people, more good development. And that's the type of organization you want, is one where people can grow and develop and obviously move on.
All right, Dave, I know I've talked to you on many occasions about Target Field being more than a baseball venue. There have been football games there. St. John's, St. Thomas was a smashing success. I saw the North Dakota State game against Butler. I thought that was a lot of fun. You've had soccer. You've had concerts. Now you're getting the NHL's Winter Classic, New Year's Day 2021. I know it's something you wanted, and you got it.
Yeah, we've made it no secret that we obviously wanted to play hockey at Target Field. We've been looking for the right matchup and opportunity, and quite frankly, there isn't anything that really compares to the Winter Classic. So, the Wild obviously have been great, great partners with the Twins for a long time. We as a franchise, I think, have a lot of common ground in terms of the way we do things, and great respect for Craig Leopold and Matt Bacon and that entire organization. So, organizationally, we let them know that we have interest in a partnership around the Winter Classic. We thought it would be a great event for our building, great for the Twins brand to come together with the Wild brand to bring that Winter Classic to Minnesota. And we couldn't be more thrilled to see it happening here on January 1st.
But take us behind the scenes a little bit, Dave. You've got an NHL franchise, the Wild, yourself, the Twins. You've got the National Hockey League. NBC probably had some input. How does all that come together?
Well, there's a bid process that you go through. I mean, obviously, the National Hockey League has known of the Wild's interest for a long time. I think Craig Leopold has Gary Bettman on speed dial relative to that event. But, you know, we met with the NHL multiple times over the course of multiple years. I think our first discussion with the NHL was probably back 3 to 5 years ago. So some of their folks certainly knew of Target Field, knew of our interest, and then it really ramped up here over the last year. Contingency of folks from the NHL visited during the Final Four and got a chance to see just how spectacular that event came off in this wonderful city and region. And then had a chance to revisit again over the course of the summer. And just about 2 weeks ago, we got the final green light that we were going to be awarded the bid, which is a tribute to the Wild and the Sports Minneapolis folks who come together to try to promote these events on a regular basis. So we're thrilled to be part of it.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say, Dave, even though we're here in the Twin Cities, that this market has a reputation that's as good as any other, you know, metro area around the nation for hosting the big-time events, whether it's Super Bowls, Final Fours, All-Star Games, Ryder Cups, PGA Championship, you know, now the Winter Classic coming up. The Twin Cities is a can-do area. They get it done, don't they?
Yeah, there's no doubt that is the reputation across the United States and really from an international perspective. I think people have a great experience when they come here. And when you think about hockey, it's obviously that comes second nature to Minnesotans. So, you know, it's long overdue, I think, that the NHL's premier event come to the state of hockey. And, again, we think Target Field is going to be a spectacular venue for it. And all of the things that will happen around the game, all those ancillary events, I know will be another area where we will shine in terms of trying to find ways for people that maybe don't have a ticket to the game itself to find a way to participate. I think that's been the signature aspect of whether it be the Super Bowl, the Final Four, Major League Baseball, All-Star Game, you name it. There's other ways for people to get involved.
Were you happy with Butler, North Dakota State? Are there any more football games maybe on the horizon?
Yeah, we were thrilled with that football game. Obviously, the North Dakota State program is the class of the subdivision programs playing for another national championship next weekend down in Frisco. We had almost 35,000 people there that day. It was a great experience, beautiful day for football. And, yeah, we expect to host football again. Nothing on the docket at this point, but we continue to have some discussion with different schools, and they know of our interest. And, again, looking for the right rat matchup, maybe the right regional matchup that is going to draw people. And, you know, I think what it's safe to say there will be more football at Target Field.
Yeah, and what's it do for the branding of Target Field as a venue? Suddenly you'll see it on NBC next New Year's Day with the Winter Classic. You've seen football games there now. It has to be good for the overall portfolio of the facility.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. Obviously, that's additive to our brand. And, you know, certainly with the Winter Classic, you know, the facilities that have hosted that event are, you know, some of the most historic facilities in the country, whether it be Notre Dame Stadium, Michigan Stadium, Fenway Park, Wrigley Field. But I think beyond that, Eric, it also checks the box regarding an obligation and responsibility we have to ensure community and public access for Target Field. I think anytime there's public dollars involved in a facility like Target Field, there's an obligation from the operator to engage with the community to find unique ways for people to access that building well beyond just your normal season. So we try to do that 365 days a year in a lot of different ways, and the Winter Classic is just the latest example.
All right, Dave, before I let you go, how can listeners get involved with the Caravan or, of course, Twins Fest coming up and then spring training down in Southwest Florida?
Yeah, it's always best just to go to twinsbaseball.com, and all that information. Twins Fest tickets are on sale. The Caravan schedule is posted there. And, of course, if you have a question, you want to talk to a live operator, give us a call at 1-800-33-TWINS, and we'll get you all the information you need on all things Twins events, Twins tickets, Winter Classic, et cetera.
All right. Thanks so much, Dave.
All right. Have a good night, Eric.
Yeah, very good. He's Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins. Again, WCCO thrilled to once again be your radio home for Minnesota Twins baseball. And that Caravan will be starting shortly. Twins Fest will have exhaustive coverage here on the radio station on Friday and Saturday. It's a 2-day event. And then, like Dave said, you're going to blink, and before you know it, spring training will be underway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.